Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Truist Financial Corporation, ticker symbol TFC, a major player in the regional banking space. If you're looking to understand whether Truist is a solid addition to your portfolio, or just curious about how this financial giant is performing in today's market, you've come to the right place. We're going to break down everything from their financials to their valuation, recent performance, and even an intrinsic value calculation. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage with a quick overview of Truist Financial Corporation. For those who might not be familiar, Truist is one of the largest regional banks in the United States, headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was formed in 2019 through the merger of BB&T and SunTrust Banks, creating a powerhouse in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic regions. Today, Truist operates over 2,000 branches, employs around 37,500 people, and serves millions of clients with a wide range of services, from traditional banking to wealth management and insurance. We'll dig deeper into their business model next. But for now, know that Truist is a significant player in the financial services sector, with a market cap of over $64 billion as of the latest data. Let's talk a bit more about who Truist is and what they do. As I mentioned, Truist Financial Corporation came into existence through the historic merger of BB&T and SunTrust, combining two well-established regional banks into a single entity with a shared mission of inspiring and building better lives and communities. Their business is split into several key segments: consumer banking and wealth, corporate and commercial banking, and insurance holdings. They offer everything from checking accounts and mortgages to complex investment solutions and risk management services. Under the leadership of CEO William Henry Rogers Jr., Truist has positioned itself as a community-focused bank with a strong digital presence, adapting to the modern banking landscape while maintaining deep regional roots. Their website, Truist.com, reflects this blend of tradition and innovation, emphasizing client-centric solutions. With a beta of 0.87, Truist is slightly less volatile than the broader market, which could appeal to conservative investors. But, as we'll see, there are challenges and opportunities alike in their story. Now, let's dive into Truist's revenue streams and see where their money is coming from. Looking at the latest full-year data for 2024, Truist reported total revenue of approximately $24.25 billion, which is a noticeable decline from $29.95 billion in 2023. This drop raises some eyebrows, and it's largely tied to the challenging interest rate environment and other macroeconomic factors that we'll discuss later. Historically, Truist's revenue has been driven by a mix of net interest income from loans and deposits and non-interest income, which includes fees from wealth management, insurance, and other services. While I don't have the exact segment breakdown for 2024, older data from 2016 shows a heavy reliance on community banking, which contributed significantly to their top line at the time. Geographically, Truist's operations are concentrated in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic U.S., a region with stable economic growth, but also exposure to localized risks like natural disasters or regional downturns. The key takeaway here? Truist's revenue diversity is a strength, but the recent decline signals potential headwinds that we need to unpack further. Moving on to earnings, let's analyze how Truist has performed on the bottom line. For 2024, Truist reported a net income of $4.82 billion, translating to an EPS of $3.36. That's a significant recovery from 2023, where they posted a net loss of $1.09 billion, or -1.9 per share, largely due to one-time charges and restructuring costs post-merger integration. Comparing this to 2022, where net income was $6.26 billion and EPS was $4.46, we see that Truist is still working to regain its pre-23 momentum. Analysts are expecting loan growth and higher fee income to have supported their Q4 2025 results, as noted in recent news from Zacks, despite headwinds from rate cuts. The recovery in 2024 is a positive sign, but the inconsistency in earnings over the past few years suggests that investors should keep an eye on operational efficiency and cost management going forward. Unfortunately, I don't have access to a detailed earnings call transcript summary for the most recent quarter to share specific management commentary. However, based on recent news, Truist leadership seems focused on digital innovation, like their new direct deposit switching feature for client onboarding, and capital return strategies, such as the newly announced $10 billion share repurchase program. These moves indicate a priority on enhancing shareholder value and improving customer experience, which could bode well for long-term growth. I'll keep an eye out for the Q4 2025 earnings call details, scheduled for January 21, 2026, and update you in a future video if there are significant insights from management. Let's take a closer look at Truist's financial statements to get a sense of their overall health. Starting with the balance sheet for 2024, Truist reported total assets of $531.18 billion, down slightly from $535.35 billion in 2023. Cash and cash equivalents stand at a robust $39.77 billion, providing ample liquidity. However, their debt-to-equity ratio of 1.08 indicates a moderate level of leverage, which is typical for banks, but still something to monitor in a rising rate environment. On the income statement side, gross profit for 2024 was $11.41 billion, down from $17.91 billion in 2023, reflecting the revenue contraction we discussed earlier. Return on equity, ROE, for the trailing 12 months is 8.08%, which is decent but below the industry average, signaling room for improvement in profitability. Free cash flow yield at 6.1% is a positive for value investors, suggesting Truist generates solid cash relative to its market cap. Overall, while liquidity and cash flow are strengths, the decline in assets and profitability metrics indicate that Truist is navigating a transitional period. Now let's talk valuation. Is Truist overpriced, undervalued, or just right? At a current stock price of $49.99, Truist has a trailing PE ratio of 12.35, which is notably lower than the regional banking industry average of 17.61. This suggests that Truist might be undervalued relative to peers based on historical earnings. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of 12.79 for 2025, dropping to 11.13 for 2026, indicating expectations of earnings growth. The price-to-sales ratio of 2.12 is also reasonable for the sector. Additionally, Truist offers a dividend yield of 4.16%, which is attractive for income-focused investors, especially with a consistent payout history and a recent $10 billion buyback announcement. On the flip side, the enterprise value of 98.71 cents in billions compared to a market cap of 64.46 billion highlights a significant debt load, which could weigh on valuation if interest costs rise. My take? Truist appears reasonably valued with a compelling dividend, but the debt and recent earnings volatility warrant caution. Let's break down Truist's strategic position with a SWOT analysis, covering their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Strengths. Truist benefits from a strong regional presence in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic, where it holds significant market share. Their diversified revenue streams, spanning banking, wealth management, and insurance, provide resilience against sector-specific downturns. The recent $10 billion share repurchase program signals confidence in capital strength and a commitment to shareholder returns. Additionally, their focus on digital innovation, like the direct deposit switching feature, shows adaptability to modern banking trends. Weaknesses. Truist's earnings volatility, as seen in the 2023 net loss, reflects integration challenges post-merger and exposure to interest rate fluctuations. Their ROE of 8.08% lags behind industry benchmarks, indicating inefficiencies in capital utilization. Revenue contraction in 2024 also raises concerns about top-line growth sustainability. Opportunities. Falling interest rates, as highlighted by Zacks, could boost net interest income by lowering deposit costs. Expanding digital offerings and client onboarding efficiencies could attract younger demographics. Community initiatives, like the Grant to Downtown Frederick Partnership, enhance brand reputation and local engagement, potentially driving customer loyalty. Threats. Macroeconomic headwinds, including potential rate cuts and regional economic slowdowns, pose risks to loan growth and profitability. Industry competition from both traditional banks and fintechs could pressure margins. Lastly, broader sector volatility, with the regional banking industry up only 11.82% over the past year compared to Truist's 4.39%, could impact investor sentiment. Overall, Truist has a solid foundation but needs to address operational inefficiencies and navigate external risks to fully capitalize on its opportunities. Let's take a look at Truist's recent stock performance. Over the past week, TFC is up 1.28%, showing some short-term momentum. However, it's down 0.18% over the past month, which suggests a bit of consolidation. Zooming out, the stock has performed well with a 17.35% gain over the past 3 months and a 12.97% increase over 6 months. Year over year, though, the return is a modest 4.39%, underperforming the regional banking industry's 11.82% gain. Over 5 years, Truist is down 4.14%, which is concerning compared to the sector's 61.91% growth. Looking at the chart, there's potential for a short-term move if it breaks above key resistance levels around $50, but the long-term underperformance relative to peers raises questions about sustained growth. For technical traders, keep an eye on volume and moving averages for confirmation of any breakout. Now let's get into the intrinsic value analysis to see what Truist might truly be worth. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow DCF model, factoring in their free cash flow trends, growth projections, and a discount rate based on the current risk-free rate, plus a market risk premium adjusted for Truist's beta of 0.87. I've assumed a conservative growth rate of 3% for the next 5 years, reflecting the challenges in the banking sector, and a terminal growth rate of 2%. Free cash flow for 2024 was around $2.16 billion, though historically it's been stronger, averaging closer to $7 to $10 billion in prior years. I've also considered their debt levels and reinvestment needs for digital transformation and branch operations. After crunching the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value for Truist of approximately $55 per share, compared to the current market price of $49.99. This indicates a potential upside of about 10%, suggesting that Truist might be slightly undervalued at current levels. However, this assumes stable growth and no major disruptions in interest rates or loan defaults. If macroeconomic conditions worsen, or if Truist fails to improve profitability, this intrinsic value could drop closer to $45. For now, though, the numbers point to a modest buying opportunity for long-term investors, especially with that 4.16% dividend yield sweetening the deal. So, what's the final verdict on Truist Financial Corporation? Let's wrap this up. Truist offers a compelling mix of regional strength, revenue diversity, and an attractive dividend yield, making it a decent pick for income-focused investors. Their valuation metrics, including a low PE ratio and a potential 10% upside based on intrinsic value, suggest the stock might be undervalued. However, earnings volatility, revenue contraction, and below-average ROE highlight operational challenges that need addressing. The banking sector's headwinds, like interest rate uncertainty and competition, also can't be ignored. My take? Truist is a hold for current shareholders and a cautious buy for those seeking income and moderate growth, but I'd wait for more consistent earnings before going all in. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. Do you see Truist as a value play, or are the risks too high? If you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button. Subscribe for more deep dives like this. And hit the bell so you don't miss our next video. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.